Having been rejected by the people of Nazareth, Jesus went to Capernaum, a busy fishing port on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus made this town his headquarters. He preached to the people, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." John the Baptist had just been put in prison by Herod Antipas. John's ministry had been short, but his powerful preaching had roused the enthusiasm of the people and prepared their hearts to receive Jesus. He had proclaimed the kingdom of God and the need of repentance, bringing the population of Judea to confession of sin and baptizing them in the waters of the Jordan. It was then that Jesus had first met some of his disciples. They had been disciples of John, but had then followed Jesus to Galilee. They were Andrew and his brother Simon, called by Jesus Cephas or Peter, and John the son of Zebedee, with his brother James. They were all Galileans. James and John lived with their parents on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Andrew and Simon Peter lived not far away, and they often worked together as they were fishermen. These young men, with two others, Philip and Nathanael, had followed Jesus when he first went back to Galilee after his baptism and then his temptation in the desert. These disciples had witnessed the first of the Lord's miracles at a wedding, when he changed the water into wine. Then they had gone back with him to Jerusalem for the Passover. They stayed some time in Judea, and Jesus taught the people while his disciples baptized them in the river Jordan. John the Baptist was preaching and baptizing in another place, as he had not yet been put in prison. It was then that John had again borne witness to Jesus, testifying that he is the Son of God, who gives eternal life to all who believe in him. Then Jesus went back to Galilee with his disciples, and on the way he stopped to preach in a town in Samaria. On arriving in Galilee, the disciples went back to their homes, as Jesus had not yet called them to a life of total commitment and service. When the Lord came to Capernaum, after being driven out of Nazareth, his hometown, he began his great Galilean ministry. His fame rapidly spread throughout the countryside, and great crowds came to hear him. One day, as he was standing by the Sea of Galilee, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats and the fishermen washing their nets. One of the boats belonged to Simon Peter, and the other to Zebedee, the father of James and John. Jesus got into the boat belonging to Simon and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they made signs to their partners, James and John, to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell on his knees and said to Jesus, "Lord, go away from me. I am a sinful man." He and his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken and were filled with a sense of their own unworthiness. Jesus replied, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be fishers of men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Next episode, some miracles of healing.